Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Deborah Fine is our guest. She's the author of so many books. I know I've got two in front of me, The Fine Art of Small Talk. There's another one about talk, right, Deborah?
The Fine Art of the Big Talk.
Of the Thanks Big Talk. That, there you go.
That word fine is so handy, don't you think?
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. She's fine, too, folks, in more than in many ways.
Thank you.
So, okay, we're talking about, by the way, give us a website.
Politics in the Office.
I need a website for you, please.
Oh, thank you for asking. It's Deborah Fine, DeborahFine.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You'll thank me later. All right, so politics in the office. Is your first advice about how to talk politics in the office is not to do it?
That is my first advice. But on the other hand, sometimes it can be just.
But if you must
talk about sports, like
right.
If you say, you know the. Well, I live in Denver, so here's a little bragging here. So if I say the Broncos have no chance of making it back to the Super Bowl without Peyton Manning, let's pretend I said that. So that's just as controversial
right.
In the office, at least in Denver.
That's
maybe
blasphemy
not
in Denver, isn't it?
For you guys, you don't care, but that's just as controversial as saying, "Boy, Trump did a terrible job last night."
Right, right.
Or Trump did a great job last night, either one. But here's the key to that. If you do have a conversation in the office, one of the things you should keep in mind, whether you're talking sports, weather, politics, or the stock market, right? If you have an opinion about something and you choose to disclose it and or start a conversation with it or just throw it out there, please follow up your statement, not a narrative on your opinion. Your statement of opinion. I don't think the Broncos have a chance without Peyton. What do you think about that, Jim? Either follow it up with what do you think about it or what's your opinion on that. And then you're going to have, a healthy conversation.
What about doing it the opposite? What about reversing that?
Okay.
So I want to get a conversation going with you about politics or whatever, football or whatever. And so I don't know anything about your leanings, how you spin to the left or the right.
Right.
And so... So instead of saying, instead of declaring, I say, are you into football? What do you think about the Broncos?
Right.
And that way I can kind of gauge how I comment, what my next step is. You know, if they say, well, you know, I hate Trump or I hate Hillary or whatever, then right. I know how to, if I'm going to keep the conversation going, is that not better than sort of throwing your own gauntlet down?
Well, I would agree with you. I mean, especially with politics, I think with sports, I think it is okay
yeah.
if I'm in a certain part of the country.
People expect you to declare.
Football,
yeah.
I don't think it's quite as controversial. I think it's okay to say, boy, because I do that all the time. Like wherever.
Unless
I'm
you
in,
walk
I'm,
into a Denver sports bar with a Cowboys shirt on or something.
Oh
like that,
no,
right?
Then they'd just laugh at you, Jim. So I wouldn't worry too much about that, right? Especially right now. Sorry to say that, but no. But I don't think it's as controversial as politics. And I think the point that you make is what I like to call know your audience. You know, if you're going to engage in a political conversation with a coworker, just make sure you have some idea of his or her position. If you
mm-hmm.
don't, then I would agree with how you first opened up. I just don't go there because, you know, we're all on the same side, right? We're working for the same company.
Right.
We have the same goals in mind, and we don't want to have because the key about – I like political conversation. I learn a lot from it. I want to hear what points you have to make that are thoughtful, but we just don't want to bring emotion into it. And that's where
– And that's hard for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is, and that would be the key reason I would say to stay away from it. But it's going to come up, right? I mean, I had a painter out at my house yesterday, and I just made some assumptions about him that turned out to be very incorrect. And he just threw out, you know, all that, whatever he said, it doesn't matter what he said. And I was just shocked, but then I thought, you know, him and I have gotten along great, right? And And so I just said to him, why do you feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
But I had a good conversation with him. I mean, he didn't ask me what I thought, which is fine. I was really interested in knowing why he's choosing to vote, how he's going to vote. I mean,
right.
That's interesting to me. And he's a goofy kind of guy, and I live in Colorado where weed is legal, and I have a feeling he had
He had some help before he got here. Yeah,
so that sort of bothered me. But on the other hand, it was interesting to hear what he thought.
Speaking of that, is that gonna be something that's gonna continue out there?
There's no going back. I mean, even our governor.
How has that affected life in Colorado?
Well, everyone asked me that, and I think the biggest, now this is just my opinion, of course, but the biggest challenge has been because it's not federally legal.
Right.
The banks aren't allowed.
We got all
interact.
This cash walking
right,
around
and there's a lot of the crime has increased.
Well, that's my question.
And what's really sad, Jim, is a lot of these, well, someone was shot and killed about 5 weeks ago, and he was a veteran.
Huh.
And a lot of veterans are working as security guards for these these marijuana or cannabis stores or whatever you call it. And I think that, to me, that's very troublesome.
So were you for that or against it?
I'm not going to say,
okay.
But I'm going to tell you that as the governor, Governor Hickenlooper said, who was opposed to it big
right.
time, and he's a pretty young guy,
right.
you know, just, I love him. He said now that it's law, what we have to do is make it work for the state.
Good luck.
As far as tourism, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Good luck.
But, you know,
that's
it's
all
being approved all over the country.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Deborah, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. DeborahFine.com, ladies and gentlemen, and check out all her stuff there. You'll be glad you did. Deborah, come back again real soon.
Okay, bye. Take care.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.